How does your board and C-suite actively engage in cybersecurity benchmarking? Welcome to CyberBoardcast, episode 202. I'm Andrei Sednarski for CyberNation Central. Today, we break down how each tier of leadership can not just participate in, but drive the dynamic cybersecurity benchmarking we discussed yesterday. Part one, today, board directors. First, KPI oversight and selection. Cyber audit and risk committee members must collaborate to select and refine cybersecurity KPIs that are most indicative of strategic and operational risks. Second, strategic benchmarking sessions. Hold quarterly sessions to review cybersecurity performance against industry leaders and adjust policies in real time. These sessions should ensure that cybersecurity strategies are proactive and responsive. Third, policy development and advocacy. Too often, hackers have had their pound of flesh before cybersecurity has even gotten its pants on. Regularly update and advocate for robust cybersecurity policies that align with evolving benchmarks and threats. Your leadership ensures that cybersecurity is woven into the fabric of corporate governance. In cybersecurity governance, boards transcend traditional advise and consent roles by actively having to conceptualize strategy as well. Meanwhile, executives not only share in this conceptualization, but also spearhead its actualization. We'll explore this departure from governance norm in episode 207, so stay tuned. But while board members architect, advise on, and consent to these benchmarks, how do C-suites operationalize them? Join us tomorrow for part two as we delve into this execution phase and the C-suite's role. Until then, remain vigilant, proactive, and secure. And for complete board and C-suite cyber readiness certification, schedule a consultation with us at cybernationcentral.com. Until tomorrow.